KTBB News Time, 7:53 on this Friday, 55 degrees right now in Tyler, 56 degrees in Longview. As it is Friday, it is also time for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB's own Paul Gleiser. Good morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas Destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. So, why is it that nominally well-educated people can't look at a set of observable facts and come to a logical conclusion? Observable facts are all around us, yet logical conclusions remain elusive. A clear example of observable facts can be seen in the influx of Californians moving to Texas. By the thousands, lifelong citizens of the Golden State are coming to the Lone Star State. If you doubt me, drive around Dallas and look at the volume of high-rise residential construction, both condos and apartments. People from California are not coming to Texas for the pleasant summertime weather. They're coming because of the massive dysfunction of California brought about by decades of leftist policy. I'm bringing up California because the governor's race in that state is in the news, because of the unusual way that California conducts its primary elections, and I won't spend the time to explain that here, a Republican has a plausible shot at becoming the next governor, replacing far-left pretty boy Gavin Newsom. Newsom, for his part, wants to be the Democrats' nominee for president in 2028. California, once the most beautiful, most prosperous, and most envied state in the Union, is a hot mess. Taxes in California are among the highest in the nation, yet the state's roads are crumbling, its schools are failing, its big cities are degenerating, the state's essentially insolvent, the middle class is heading for the exits, and an astonishing number of those left behind are living on the streets. Astonishing indeed, California is the homeless capital of the nation. Nearly a quarter of all the homeless people in the entire country live there. Compared to Texas, the next most populous state, where fewer than 4% of the nation's homeless live. And as much as Democrats will try to make it so, none of this is Donald Trump's fault. Trump has held one elective office two times for a combined total of just over 5 years. The last time the Republicans had a majority in the California legislature was 1970. The last Republican governor was Arnold Schwarzenegger, who left office in 2011, and barely counts as a Republican anyway. Decades of Democrat policies have brought once great California to the brink, and yet no Democrat and no one in the leftist-dominated media ever connects the dots. When Lyndon Johnson began promoting his liberal Great Society programs in the mid-1960s, the debate was largely abstract. Big government welfare at such scale had never been tried before. But 60 years later, we have hard data. The Great Society was a failure. The poverty rate of 2026 is little changed from the poverty rate of 1966. Yet poverty today is, perversely, even more deeply entrenched than it was when the Great Society launched. 6 decades of experience now shows that liberal big government programs not only don't solve problems, they most often make the problems they set out to solve worse. California, once the wealthiest, most envied state in the Union, is the clearest possible illustration. That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. Well, this afternoon it promises to be cool and rainy. What to do with that? Well, here's what I suggest. You and your spouse, or you and your spouse and some friends, get together and head for the grand tasting room at Keepersall. When you get there, go straight to the tasting bar and ask them to try wines from the Keepersall collection. As always, tell them I sent you, and your first taste goes on my tab. Pick the wine you like, then maybe go grab a light bite to eat and take it all to the patio outside. A cool afternoon in the rain, sitting on a covered patio, is perfect for enjoying a glass of wine and something to eat while looking at the rolling, lush green vineyard, a true balm to the spirit. Sit with your spouse or your friends, sip, talk, relax, enjoy. Take me up on this, and you'll find it to be a perfect setup for a nice weekend. So, go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's more at keepersall.com.